Yes, Cleo, I have not spoken of this, even to you, Terpy, the other night, but I too dreamed of Jonah. Some of us did, but I didn't want to raise alarm among my fellows. I will share my dream. In this dream, there came a knock upon the door of my slightly bigger room, necessarily because of my slightly bigger blonde hair. I opened the door and must have fainted because there standing in the stoop was a shadowy figure. I couldn't see his face due to this shadow you see on it. Anyway, he says. Yes, Klee Klee, may I call you that?
No, okay, be that way.
Cleo, we've compared notes with all the sisters and your experience was like theirs. It's a wonder I got revived at all, apparently. Everyone's dream ended the same. He sold Terpyware at Wally World and moonlighted at our casino dealing blackjack from the bottom of the deck. I see weirder than that every day of the week. He's just a little weirdo. I am worried that Gare back home in Gallatin though is linking him to some dream. The little guy does seem to move in mysterious ways. So then we appear to be dealing with a shapeshifter with the good brother Jonah. Combining this knowledge with what I heard on Gare's post about his dream, whereon one of us stopped talking when there was an arrival outside of some import. And someone capable of a mass hypnosis or at least amnesia. Although it was clearly an amnesia that left me craving peanuts. I begin to suspect that I know who we are dealing with. I know. Disguised as an itinerant preacher who likes to gamble. There can be only one. I know. But am I going to tell you? No, I cannot. For he is more powerful than this muse. And he's already pissed I won't play blackjack with him. Gare seems to have a talent for attracting ones such as us. I wonder if he knows. I think he does. But if that will benefit him in the end, who can say? Life is still largely a coin flip, you know. Gare, any word from Story Gare in the Carolinas? I'm becoming worried about him. Humans have a tendency to begin looking like walking hamburgers to hungry sirens, especially if they are wearing bun-like clothing like I know Story Gare likes to do. I do approve of your G-team approach, although the staff meeting will have to vote on it tomorrow, and with Jonah oops I can't say anything, we could have another coin flip and tie. I still don't hear any music. A little light on the tunes, are we? Thank you for all attending my regular Thursday morning radio station staff meeting, now in its second week, accepting our fabulous trip to Vegas. First on our agenda is to welcome back Story Gare, who unfortunately caught the wrong tailwind. Was that it, Story Gare, to the wrong coast? You smell like you spent all night on a Greyhound bus, Gare. Oh. First up, we have a proposed new jingle for our station. I'll play it now to see if everyone is ready to vote on it. Remember, WOBI stands for What's Out in Your Backyard, hopefully a planetarium, or bird feeder or something that will make you happy. Here it comes. I appreciate Cleo and Terpy's concern last night, but what happens in my office stays in my office, you know? Stay tuned for some new features or something. I had a late night. Don't ask. Musy sisters, I've called this special secret meeting because something has to be done. Gare is turning me into his secretary and making me read prefaces, preludes, postludes, essays, and what next, the Declaration of Independence? I need a volunteer, somebody that looks like you, Polly, to take over doing this secretary grunt work. No, you don't have to actually grunt, in fact, none of the best muses ever do. Do we have a deal? If so, I'll share details about, you know, in my office the other night. Yes, Amber, now I must move along. If you want to approach a muffler shop as your sponsor, that's totally up to you. Come in, Gare, I don't know if you've heard all the new developments. Calliope is hiring the dude in Missouri who builds the music thing by the same name, only guy in the country. I hope he still doesn't use steam. Cleo has taken over the bad muse puns I mean bear sponsor, who was Chico's bail bonds. It's now Cleo's bail bonds, since she has friends in the slammer she won't talk about. Now, do you have a sponsor? Spitz? Is that a chewing tobacco? Never mind, please give me an update on the planetarium you're supposed to be building attached to our radio station, you know? And don't try to put a move on me. I'm out of your league. Our emergency OMG, we're back for another year meeting will now come to order. Wait, who are you? Yes, you, in the back. What's your name? Chloe. I thought you were Snack Pack. Oh, I see. The narrator changed your name. I didn't realize you'd be walking around the station in humanish form, but why not? Everyone else here on the G team does. Remember, that's G for goddess, not G for gear.
Okay, Chloe, can you keep it down to one per day, please? Don't make it old, okay?
How much Nat and Frank can we take? All right, the floor is open for suggestions. What do we do now for another year? How many antics can one group of muses go through after all? Any ideas? Plot twists? Let's go around the conference room. Is there a space-time problem again? It almost seems like 24 hours has passed since I said let's go around the table. Hopefully I didn't nod off on my feet instead. That's happening more and more. All right, Chloe, let's start at the back and work forward, since I see you are still here, now in sync according to the narrator, although I'm more of a Backstreet Boy fan, you know. What do you think we muses and digital folk should do in the coming year, since Gare signed a non-white outable contract for all of us without even asking? What's your idea? You say what? Each week you think we should pick a past podcast episode from our extensive back catalogue and convert it into a sock puppet show. Wait, can I be me? I mean, that's a ridiculous idea, Chloe. Who's next? See you in another 24 hours, apparently.